My name is Kikuchi of Deutsche Securities. And it's one question at a time, is it? In regard to the increase of headcount of 200 persons, previously you explained that you have now the smart protection network, so you will be keeping down recruiting. But in regard to the 200 persons, how are you utilizing these new people? That's one question. Well, we're not hiring them just concentrating on a single product. Rather, there's a time lag. It takes some time before we can actually hire and recruit people. So for certain positions, we're recruiting people. And for the smart protection network, or as Mr. Omikawa has explained about the type management system, we had not done such activities, and we have to get the necessary human resources. So this is not something that we suddenly started after the end of the third quarter. Already we were recruiting at that point, but there was more time required to actually hire the people. Now, you may say that why are we increasing headcount despite the fact that there's a lack of growth in net sales? But we are acquiring new people for new products rather than for existing products. And is that going to be on a constant basis, this increase of the headcount by 200?
We intend to increase a lot of headcount in 2009. But we do see that it's a great opportunity to recruit talent at this time. And like you know, in our industry, recruiting talents is the key long-term competitive advantage. That's why, although it's economy downtime, we take this advantage to recruit more people. And I think our financial strengths allow us to do that, to recruit talent people, to build long-term advantage.
ありがとうございます。あの、二つ目なんですが、
The second question I have then, in your current fiscal year plans, you're saying that Japan will be a positive result, whereas it'll be a negative result for the other regions. As for the reasons for why there's going to be an increase in Japan, is it going to be the consumer market or the enterprise market? For the smart protection network, I'm sure there are expectations that you have, but could you give us more details about your outlook on the Japanese situation, on the current situation? And also, there are Japanese corporations that are facing a tougher situation than before. So what is your situation vis-a-vis this? Thank you. First of all, in regard to Japan, the consumer market, we continue to be bullish. In the small business area, well, in the enterprise, as already explained, they're not leaving us. There's the new TMS and so on, which we are positively moving forward with. The issue is just the budget that they have. So during Q1, there were quite a few customers that wanted to buy, and yet because of budgetary issues, they're now in Q1 and they're trying to move somewhat. In the enterprise area, it's not going to be a major growth, but there's still room for growth. And in the consumer area, recently, retail sales are going down on the whole. It's like minus 15%. In terms of the retail software sales. But in that situation, Trend Micro, compared to before, is not seeing a negative result in the retail outlets. And we have a strong channel such as NTT and so on, other than the retail outlets.
I think at this time, because of the yen so high, so our major competitor probably cannot afford to spend or invest in Japan. So we see that we can take this chance to invest in Japan market and become absolutely number one in Japan.
ありがとうございます。あと最後にですね、US の個人。
One last question about US retail or US consumer. You have seen a growth continuously. And for this year, if you look at the forecast, well, up until last year, you work together with a distribution channel to grow the business, and maybe the momentum is not to be maintained unless you develop another channel. So Linksys is going to contribute to your business. So how much contribution do you think it's going to make, and what is the outlook for the retail business in the US? Thank you for your question. In terms of our retail business, the outlets are expected to do well, but maybe some of the stores will be closed because of the economic situation. One thing I can say is that we are focusing on the outlet channel. The competitors are focused on pre-installed business, but it's not really good for the sellers, but we are really focused on the sellers in the United States. We have a very good relationship with Best Buy. If you visit the United States, you will see that Best Buy is telling their OEMs that Best Buy wants to sell Trend Micro. Sometimes they even replace other products with a Trend Micro. So we try to be unique and strong there. Up until last year, we were solely focused on Best Buy, but in order to expand the channel, we have a number two and number three channels that we can develop into. In Japan, we have NTT. And in the United States, we don't have an equivalent, a pillar to support a business. So, like you mentioned, XSP is another channel that we will be focusing going forward. Question about Linksys. In the beginning, we will have a 3 months or so trial period for the shipment. So we do not expect a huge result for this year, but we will have this trial period and see how we can increase the registration of the trial users. And also we will have to see whether we can get the proper orders after that. So we're about to start, and we're going to see this as a test case. That means that maybe in the second half we will see some contributions in terms of numbers. So we want to expand the Best Buy model to make sure that the distributors are on our side, and also the to business is another pillar. With regard to Linksys structure, you said several months trial will be conducted, and after that some people will have a proper contract and other people will not have a proper contract. Is there some kind of revenue share structure? And also for each user, how much contribution can we expect? Can you give us some number that we can go by? Similar to PC OEM, after 3 months, if you want to continue to use the service, you have to pay. $56 is what we expect. And this is an annual fee which has to be paid every year, renewed every year. Revenue sharing between us and Linksys is not announced. Linksys is part of Cisco, so the number will be announced by Cisco, if anyone, so I cannot really comment on that. Thank you.
他にご質問ございますでしょうか?
Any other questions? My name is Maruyama of Nomura Securities, and I have three questions. I'll go one by one. First of all, in regard to the sales by each region, for January to March, you've given us the assumptions, but if you exclude the foreign exchange factor, what would be the situation in each region? On page 7, you've talked about the actual results of October to December, and it's 15% up in US, and it's minus 2% in Europe. But compared to that, what would be the situation for this quarter? As I've already mentioned, in the US for the first quarter, it was not a double-digit growth that is anticipated for the first quarter because of the situation of the economy. And there was Dell OEM sales in the past, which do not occur this quarter. So North America will have a higher growth than Japan, and it'll be Europe being number three. And the total, it'll be flat. We're looking at a plus 1%. So there would not be that great a difference. For the full fiscal year, then, if you exclude the FX factor, then you say that the net sales is flat. That's for the first quarter. I mentioned about the first quarter, a 1% growth without FX impact. For the full fiscal year, I'm sure that someone would have asked, and we think that it will be the same assumption for the full fiscal year. Next is in regard to the expenses for the first quarter. The net sales is down by 12%, and if we include the increased HR process, then it was 17 billion or 17.3 billion was flat. But is there going to be any prior investments that may occur compared to the previous fiscal period? Well, it's not a prior investment that must be made, but there's the expansion of the Tokyo facility. We're running out of space in our tower. And in Nishi Shinjuku, we're looking at two more additional facilities in the United States. There's going to be a relocation to a new office. And the people have increased over the past 2-3 years, and so therefore we're getting less space available in the office, and so therefore we have those expenses, and the biggest impact will be felt on the first quarter. So if we look at the current increase in personnel, then those are the expenses, yes. And there's also the fixed expenses such as office rentals. Then for last year's Linksys, is there something similar? Well, that is not included for this particular quarter. Thank you. Finally, if you can reveal about the smart protection, what would be the effect of sales by smart protection? Can you give us some numbers? The smart protection itself is not a product. Rather, it's something to enhance the performance of our products. And Eva Chen has mentioned less complexity, more performance. In that sense, for a variety of different products, we can enhance its functions. And Mr. Omikawa has mentioned about a single product, TMS. But we're not anticipating that big sales there. We're still at a test stage. What we're looking at is that gradually, the full functions of the smart protection network will be realized in the current products, in which case, in the case of the virus buster by the individuals, the performance will also be enhanced and we can differentiate ourselves to increase net sales. And smart protection network is not something that we sell as a single product as such. For the full fiscal year, for network sales, it'll be flat, excluding the FX factor. But what would be the contribution by SPN in that area? Right now, as Eva Chen has mentioned, for new products and services to be launched, we're looking forward to increasing net sales. But when we look at the current situation, the corporate users are reducing their personnel or reducing their budgets, and that will influence things. We have to take that into consideration. So we feel that it'll be safer to look at a flat situation on a net basis. Thank you.
ご質問ございますでしょうか?
Any other question? I'm Miyaji from Morgan Stanley Securities, and I have two questions. Smart protection network technology to be embedded in the enterprise product, when will that happen? And also, for consumers, is it going to be around October for the virus buster? When is the timing for enterprise? We have something called Office Scan, which is the corporate edition for virus scan, to be released in April. So that means that in Japan, we will see this in June or July. That's what we expect. And other server products will also be incorporated with this, but the first one will be available in April. Thank you. Second question. 3 months ago, I asked the same question. McAfee and Symantec growth, if I look at their growth, McAfee is increasing the market share, and Trend Micro and Symantec is not really growing. Is that really true? I'm sure that there is some acquisition, but I don't think acquisition explains everything. So what is the cause of this difference? How do you analyze that internally?
I think as compared to Symantec, Trend Micro did perform better than Symantec overall, and especially we don't have those goodwill impairment costs, right? But compared with McAfee, I do have to admit that in fourth quarter, we did not perform as well as McAfee. And when I analyzed result, I think I can see that from twofold. One is, of course, sales execution, especially in EMEA and in APAC area, where our sales execution is not as fluent as McAfee did. The other area is that actually in my quadrant that I showed, where is the digital threats that we are focusing on, McAfee's some strong growth they have was from their IDS, IPS product, where is I put it in the lower risk area. And the other one is the full disk encryption from their acquisition of SafeBoot product. Those are two areas that we are not competing, and therefore those growth we cannot get. And the reason that we choose not to compete in areas such as full disk encryption, right now a lot of company buy full disk encryption for compliance reason. Actually, we see that kind of full disk encryption will be eventually into the hardware manufacturer. We already see like Seagate, their hard drive or bundle with the full disk encryption in there already. And from the threat perspective, actually, the full disk encryption only help when your notebook got stolen. But when your notebook lost, and the chance of the person that really get your notebook and get into your data and use that data to compromise the data is very low. Or those big news item that, oh, the notebook got stolen with a lot of customer data in it. Until now, they call it the IT theft authority, tracing the those results, those data never get used. Those people that steal the computer, they just want to resell it for the cost. They really not using the data. So as compared with McAfee, I must say, I admit that for the past two quarters, we're not growing as fast as they do. They grow in two areas that we don't compete. One is IPS and full disk encryption area. And the second thing is EMEA and APAC sales execution, which we already taking action to correct our sales execution in those two regions.
One more additional question. So in IDS or IPS, you don't have any plan of enhancing your products or introducing products?
Uh-huh. Good question. Yes, we actually will have, but originally the IPS IDS is on the perimeter, and usually it's a hardware appliances as an IDS IPF. But as the server virtualization showing that the server is moving around, and therefore IDS IPS will become host IPS IDS for the server itself. And that is the area we will have planned to invest. And actually, one of the column that I show, we have some upsell of the intrusion detection firewall. That is the area that we already invest and starting to see some sign of success of introducing the host-based intrusion detection, but especially for the servers, and especially targeting at the virtualized server environment. Reason for that, because before, if you have a data center usually only have one IDS, IPS, right? But once your server starting to be like virtualization, they move the server around, then the rule need to be changed on the parameter IDS, IPS device. And that will be very hard to manage. So we starting to see administrator starting to say, I might as well have individual server have their own IDS, IPS, and server protection rather than only the parameter one. That's why we starting to have plan for the server-based IDS, IPF product.
Are there any other questions? My name is Tanaka of Mitsubishi UFJ. In regard to multi-language support for Europe and so on, efforts are going to be started, I understand. For Europe, for example, in multi-language and for profit margins, what is going to be the relationship between that? Thank you very much. In regard to the multi-language support, development methodologies are being redesigned. So if you localize by each country, then the localization costs will multiply by the number of efforts that have to be made. Until recently, that had been the methodology pursued. But if we start from the very beginning with a multi-language approach, then from the initial stage, development will be multi-language aware. And we're moving forward with localization with this new thinking so that the localization costs compared to the previous year can be assumed to be reduced in the development efforts. As for support, and what to do about support for Europe, how support should be carried out is based on the location and also how we can maintain customer satisfaction while reducing costs. That's the type of effort we're moving forward with.
For European country, actually, we divided into English-speaking European country, which is still support we'll carry out from our Philippine center. And the other part of the multi-language, actually, we have a center in Cork, and the island Cork. And from there, we can recruit a lot of multi-language speaking people. And therefore, we will be centralizing using the Cork utility to do our support from Cork. We also are looking at some Eastern countries, Eastern Bloc countries, because they can offer that kind of a support facility with multi-language and much lower cost. So we will be very carefully managing all those support facility. But in Europe, our current support structure, especially in the enterprise and mid-sized company, is support through our channel partner, and therefore that structure will not change when we go multi-language.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions?
Just take this chance to give a comment. I think everybody is probably worried about operation margin, and sounds like we're still aggressively expanding. But I do want to mention that we do take cost control into very serious consideration. And even starting 2008, we already starting to do very tight cost control within the company. And within the company, even though it sounds like small one, but for instance, all our travel are very tightly controlled, and all our director and above level. This year we have our salary freeze, so we do take very serious consideration to our operation and make sure that we have good cost control to provide good margin. And we just invest in, I would say, take the advantage. And we all believe economic downturn will go. Sometimes it will go, and the customer demand will be there. So it's good time to make sure we have better long-term sustainable growth. And therefore, recruiting good talent is the good time. But also at the same time, this year we're putting very strict, we call it PDP process, to make sure that we recruit good people and let the low performer go. So I want to make sure that people understand not only we don't have private jet, we don't fly around like that, we actually take that very seriously. There's no fat cat inside Trend Micro taking big bonus check.
Now, this aspect has come up, so let me mention. In regard to the margins, there was mention about McAfee. What I feel strange is that in the United States, what's the meaning of U.S. GAAP? Now, we've been looking at the improvement of margins, but if we look at the U.S. GAAP margins, then there's a decrease by 8% in their case. And now, what we're showing is the Japanese GAAP numbers here. So, when in terms of profit margins, we want you to make comparisons based on recognizable accounting comparisons. So in terms of margin rates, I wanted to make this comment.
Any other questions? If not, please fill out the questionnaire in front of you so that we can utilize it to make these events better in the future. And thank you very much for attending despite your very busy schedule.